Well, hello everybody. Like, I'm so excited to record like once again. It has been long, almost a year since when I recorded a podcast. Like, I talked to you guys. Seriously, let me just see. I've been through a lot for this past month. Like, I was not mentally prepared to record anything. Like, seriously, I was really down. So a lot of things happened. Let me start with life updates. I've been through a lot for the past 7 months. Like, seriously, like, I suffered a lot with anxiety, which is not good, and depression also, which is terrible. It was terrible, but I've recovered already, so not anymore. I'm not going to allow anybody to put me down or tell me what to do or make me think I'm not enough, that I should not love myself. I love my life. I love myself now, thanks to a lot of people that helped me, which I don't even know them personally, but they are nice. And yes, my sister helped a lot, which I'm so grateful for. Like, I'm so, so grateful I have her in my life. Thank you so much, sister. You know yourself, Zainab, my sister. Yes, I love you so much. Then, I've been applying to a lot of schools. Rejected. I've been rejected multiple times. And yes, newsflash, I am qualified to apply to that school. Like, I actually pass every test that comes my way, but I will not get admission. I'm not surprised at all, because it's Nigeria. It's nothing to be surprised about. It's normal thing here to actually be qualified for something and not get it if you really don't have connections. Anything works with connection in this country, so I'm not surprised at all. It's nothing to be surprised about. So I'm not surprised about that. Well, God will help us. But back to everything, like, I applied to almost 3 schools, 2 nursing schools and 1 university, and they haven't got back to me up till now. Nothing. And yes, I just recently bought jam this Sunday. I bought jam again, even though I swore I would never write jam again in my life. But yes, I'm gonna write it again. Why? Because my parents are forcing me to do that, and I can't do anything about it. That's just life. Yes, again, I have a juicy news for you. A boy just died in my former high school. High school is the same as secondary school. A boy just died. Wow, that's so surprising. And the boy died on Friday, this past Friday. And the same school celebrated 50th anniversary on Saturday. Do you want to know the school? That's Federal Government College for You, FGC. My past high school, like my former high school, the high school that I graduated from. Yes, that's where it happens. Like, seriously, it's surprising. A boy just died. Like, I don't know what happened. But there are some rumors. It's not even rumors, because I witnessed it. I was a victim of what happened to him. A lot of students in that school were victims of what, like, actually led to his death. Overdose drugs given to him by the nurses, but they denied everything. They said they did not give him any medicine, but I don't know what is actually happening right now. I don't know anything about it. So until my brother comes back to school, because my brother is in the boarding school. Yes, because the school has been turned to boarding school. Before it was day and boarding school, but now it's like strictly boarding school. So yeah, a lot has happened for the past months in my life. I've been through a lot. I deleted a lot of people from my life. Like, I currently have no friends. Like, I have few friends. Like, one of my friend, which is Farida, you know her. Like, she is extremely loyal, and she actually tried to motivate me. Like, she's one of the friend I'm so lucky to have, which actually never ever talk bad about me or try to bring me down or discourage me to do anything, like not to do anything. Then my sister, well, love you so much. Then who? Do I have any other friend? Like, everybody just wants to use you. This episode is supposed to be about Nigeria, so it's not about me. Then if I'll keep updating you about my life in the next episode. This episode is really not about me. It's about Nigeria, but there's a lot to share about. Like, I wanted to share with you about the state and capital of Nigeria, right? I wanted to share with you about the state and capital of Nigeria. Let me just say, state and capital, the way we were taught in kindergarten is state and capital, Abia, Umaya. Like, these are the states and capitals of Nigeria. There's it's alphabetically state and capital, Abia, Umaya, Adamawa, Yola, Akwa Ibom, Uyo, Anambra, Auka, Bauchi, Bauchi, Bayelsa, Yenagwa, Benue, Makodi, Borno, Meduguri, Cross River, Calabar, Delta, Asaba, Ebonyi, Abakaleke, Edo, Benin City, Ekiti, Ado Ekiti, Enugu, Enugu, Gombe, Gombe, Imo, Orere, Jigawa, Duse, Kaduna, Kaduna, Kano, Kano, Katsina, Katsina, Kebi, Burning Kebi, Kogi, Lokoja, Kwara, Ilori, Lagos, Nchikeja, Nasarawa, Lafia, Niger, Mina, Ogun, Abeokuta, Ondo, Akuri, Osun, Osogbo, Oyo, Ibadan, Plateau, Jos, Rivers, Port Harcourt, Sokoto, Sokoto, Taraba, Jalingo, Yobe, Damaturu, Zamfara, Gusau, then FCT, Abuja. Abuja is the capital of Nigeria. And please, Lagos is Ikeja. I meant to say Ikeja, I made a mistake. And Lagos was the former capital of Nigeria before Abuja. That's how it is. And Nigeria is divided into three regions: the northern part of Nigerian region, the eastern part of Nigerian region, then the western part. There is northern Nigerian, there's northwest, there's northeast, there's north central. Under the western part, there's the western state, then the Lagos state, there's Midden Western, then the eastern part is east central, rivers, the river state, then southern southeastern state. That's just how it is. Since you have an idea of what I'm talking about, the states, you have an idea of how many states we have in Nigeria. We have 36 states, then the capital territory, which is FCT Abuja, that's the capital of Nigeria. Let me just tell you more about Nigeria so that you will have more idea of what I mean, where the Hausas are from, where the Igbos are from, and where the Yorubas are from. Well, the history of Nigeria can be traced to the earliest inhabitants, whose remains date from at least 13,000 BC through early civilizations such as Nok culture, which began around 15 BC. Numerous Asian African civilizations settled in the region that is known today as Nigeria, such as the Kingdom of Ire, that's the Benin Empire and Oyo Empire. Islam reached Nigeria through Borno Empire around 1068 AD and Hausa states. And it's also that's Nigeria, and because the Islamic religion is more popular among the northern part of Nigeria, that's the Hausa state. Islam reached the Hausa state around 1383 AD during the 11th century, while Christianity came to Nigeria in the 15th century through Augustinian and Capuchin monks from Portugal. The Songhai Empire also occupied part of the region, that's Nigeria, from the 15th century. European slave traders arrived in Nigeria to purchase enslaved Africans as part of the Atlantic slave trade, which started in the region of the modern-day Nigeria. The first Nigerian port used by European slave traders was Badagry, a coastal harbor, and the local merchant provided them with slaves, escalating which escalates to conflicts among the ethnic groups in the region and disrupting older trade patterns through Trans-Sahara routes. Lagos was occupied by British forces in 1851, and normally by British, it was annexed in the next year, 1865. Nigeria became a British protectorate in 1901. The period that the British rule lasted around 1960, when an independent movement led to the country being granted independence. Nigeria first became a republic in 1963, but succumbed to military rule after a bloody coup, which happened in 1966. A movement later formed the Republic of Biafra in 1967, which I want to dedicate an episode about. I want to tell you more about Biafra War, what led to Biafra War, that's Nigerian Civil War that happened in 1967. Nigeria became a republic again after a new constitution was written in 1979. However, the republic was short-lived as a military seized power, a military gained power again in 1983, and later ruled for 10 years, 10 whole good years. Then a new republic was planned to be established in 1993, but was aborted by General Sani Abacha. And Abacha died in 1998. A fourth republic was later established in the following year, which ended 3 decades of intermittent military rule. Let me tell you more about, more in depth about the history before Nigeria came to existence. There was archaeological research by Charles Thurston Shaw. His research has shown a long history of human settlement in Nigeria, in Okwogwile, Afiko, and Nsukka, show evidence of inhabitation as early 16 BC. Shaw evocation at Ibo Uku, a revealed 19th century indigenous culture that created highly sophisticated work in bronze metal working, independence of Arab or European influence, and century before other sites that were better known at the time of discovery. The earliest known example of fossil human skeleton found in anywhere in West Africa, which is 13,000 years old, was found in Iwo Eleru in Isarun, in the western part of Nigeria, and attests to the antiquity of habitation in the region. And there's another thing you need to know about the Dupana Canoe. Dupana Canoe was discovered in 1987, not far from Komandugu Ghana River in Yobe State. Radiocarbon dating of a sample of charcoal found was found near the site dates of the canoe at around 8,500 to 800 years old, linking the site to Mega Lake Chad. That's the oldest boat discovered in Africa and the second oldest known worldwide. Stone axe head imported in great quantities from north, and its use in operating forests for agricultural development were venerated by Yoruba descendants in Neolithic pioneers as thunderbolts hurled by earth of the gods. That's the evil gods. Let me tell you more about the Nok culture and Iron Age. Nok culture thrived from approximately 1500 BC to 200 AD in Jos Plateau in north and central Nigeria, and produced life-size terracotta figures that include human heads, and animal iron smelting furnaces at Taruga, and that's the Nok site. dates like around 600 BC. The Nuer culture is thought to have begun smelting iron by 600 to 500 BC and possibly some centuries earlier. Kaenge Dam excavated revealed iron working by 2nd century BC. Evidence of iron smelting has also been excavated at sites in Nsukka region of the southern Nigeria in what is now known as Igbo land. Roll back to BC at the site of Leja, that's I think Ikeja, and 750 BC at the site of Opi. The transition from Neolithic times to the Iron Age approximately was achieved indigenously without intermediate bronze production. Others have suggested that the technology moved from the west, from the Nile Valley, although the Iron Age in the Niger River Valley and the forest region appears to predicate the introduction of metallurgy in the upper savanna by more than 800 years. The earliest iron technology in West Africa has also been found in contemporary wheat or predicted Nile Valley and North Africa, and some archaeologists believe that iron metallurgy was likely developed independently in sub-Saharan West Africa. That's all the thing that I can tell you more about the Nuer culture. There's a Northern Kingdom of Sahel. There's more to tell you about the west and northern region, the southern region, and the northern region, the western region, and the southern region. Like, there's more, like a lot to say about the northern part of Nigeria and the western part of Nigeria and the eastern part of Nigeria, like more about their culture. I think in my next episode I'll focus more about the Igbos and how the Biafra war who actually led the war, that's the first civil war of Nigeria. I'll discuss more about it. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so happy. Like, thank you so much for listening to my podcast and being patient with me. I promise you I'll keep updating you guys whether I'm mentally fit to record anything or not, if I'm emotionally down or not. But I promise you I'll be trying my best to be actually recording every week and posting every week. Thank you so much for being here. It means the world to me. Thank you so much. Have a nice day. Have a wonderful day ahead, whether it's morning, night, evening, in wherever you live. And please, thank you so much. Good night.